All right, go ahead and count down, Cody.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh my
god! He's like counting as much as he possibly can while they're counting down. He's like, 4 goals.
I'm sorry. That's being extra obnoxious.
All right, so 3, 2.
Defying the laws of the universe. Traveling across the globe. Giving up life and liberty. Finding the real people. Finding the truth. This team will stop at nothing to tell your story. Decades in the making. Finding the people behind the ads. Ad Phantom has arrived.
A little over the top?
Yeah, just a little.
Whatever, just roll with it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ad Phantom Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm John.
And we're grateful to have you with us this episode. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to our show over the last couple of weeks. A lot of big things have been happening here at Ad Phantom, and we want to take advantage of you.
Crap.
That was epic.
Yeah, you know, see, this is what happens when I don't have a script. They take away my script, and everything I say comes out being great.
Ryan, you can take advantage of me.
No.
I'll let you be the big spoon.
No, gross. I feel so uncomfortable right now. All right.
What do we have on the show today?
Well, here's what we're doing with the show today. John actually is in recovery. I'll let you ask him what the recovery is. But we wanted to take an opportunity to thank all of our fans for your fan mail, for your bacon recipe submissions, and just for supporting us and Ad Phantom. We've got a lot of new things in the works. We made a few adjustments to our show based on your feedback, and we really appreciate all the bands, all of our guests, and we're going to continue to bring you great content. So some of the things that are changing here at Ad Phantom, as you may have heard, at the very beginning, there's this strange guy who does a bit of a countdown. Basically, the man behind the scenes. He works hard to make sure that our guests are on the show. He helps us with questions and research and is a high participant in every show, but you don't hear him very often. Well, he is an integral part in how our website operates and helps us with our product reviews and just about everything that happens in Ad Phantom. So he's kind of been promoted from lead grunt to... drum roll, please. Our third co-host. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Cody to the show.
Hi, guys. I'm the new weatherman.
That's right.
Basically. So you're going to hear Cody in different portions of the show. If you've been to Ad Phantom, you will recognize that we do a lot of different product reviews. These reviews are from different vendors or small businesses that have either requested that we review their product or... that we have found through online marketplaces and such that we can review their stuff. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Because we want our reviews to be honest, you're going to see some products that are downright crap. And we say that they're crap because we don't want you to get scammed through it. And so Cody's going to help us in making sure that you hear a little bit more of that on the show. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Wow.
All right,
that was
Ryan.
A mouthful.
That was
a drink.
So before we get started into things, I wanted to share one of the bacon recipe for this week.
Ah, cool.
So this week we have our first user submitted one that I chose out of the list of recipes. This one was my favorite because this weekend, being Labor Day weekend, this is a
cookout.
Bacon.
Cookout.
That's right.
Cookout.
My wife loves me, and she bought me a new charcoal grill.
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah, one of those nice 22-inch Webers. It does the job. So
now, allow me to interject here. John, you were describing to me a few weeks past about the difference between a barbecue and a cookout and grilling and where they occur in different parts of the country. What exactly does that mean? If I show up in South Carolina and I say, hey, we're going to have a barbecue and I don't have certain items, am I going to be... beat up?
Lynched.
No, lynched. I wouldn't say lynched. Maybe ostracized would be the strong. See, absolutely. Barbecue is a very strong, opinionated thing. And it's just like most things where everyone thinks theirs is the best But they all, I think they all do their own very well. You know, you've got kind of your headquarters of barbecue. You've got your pig barbecue with like a basic vinegar base, sometimes with tomato, sometimes without in North Carolina. And then
Memphis. See, the thing is I think that ribs. What he's talking about is Cody's never been on the East Coast.
Right.
I've lived in North Carolina. John, you're currently in North Carolina. So when you go up there, you know Carolina barbecue is a specific thing. Right. Tell us about Carolina barbecue and what will happen to you if you invite somebody to a barbecue and you don't actually
A lot of people that move from out west will say, hey, come over to our house, we're having a barbecue. And we always have to correct them and say, no, unless there's actually going to be some sort of slow-cooked animal with some sort of barbecue sauce on it, it's a cookout or you're grilling. Even if it's chicken with barbecue sauce heated on hot coals, it's grilling or a cookout. If you tell someone you're having a barbecue and there's not actual barbecue there, people will get angry because they'll be expecting one thing.
So if I show up in Raleigh and I have hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken and I invite you 100 people over to a barbecue, what sort of risk am I in? Is my life in danger or –
With 100 people, yes, that's a great risk. I think the small, you know, if it's just 6 people, they'd be like, oh, misunderstanding, right, you're not from here. So you've got 1 or 2 chances to really screw it up. But again, you know, those are those little those food things. But back to the bacon recipe. Thanks for clearing that up. That's a point of contention.
That's
so yes,
no
if
problem.
If you're in most of the South, even up into Texas, if you say you're having a barbecue. In Texas, it's usually brisket. Kansas City, it's usually ribs. Memphis, it's usually ribs or pork shoulder. Here, it's whole hog chopped. Again, they all do it really well, but it's all very different. So I'm not going to get into the whole which barbecue is better. Or is it beef brisket or is it pork? You know, I think.
So is your recipe a wrapped brisket in bacon? Because that would be absolutely amazing.
It would be amazing.
Expensive.
And I've made something called Bacon Explosion that I'll blow up on you guys later. But this is just a simple hamburger. You cook it medium rare because you don't want it cooked all the way through because you're actually going to wrap the whole thing in bacon. And then finish it in a pan. He just does basic salt and pepper and a little bit of Cajun seasoning.
And this was an audience submission, right?
Yeah, Scott, one of our listeners submitted this.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and so we're going to go ahead and post that on the website, and it sounds like it'll be really yummy.
We've got a couple of them, and Scott's, I believe, was pretty detailed. So that's what we're looking for as far as recipes go. You sent us a detailed recipe because, we're talking about John here. So we want to make sure that he could read the recipe, follow it step by step. I'm just kidding because John's awesome.
Yeah, don't use lots of big words. I get confused.
Yes, and please keep sending us your recipes because it cuts down our manpower by about, 30 minutes per show. So the more work you do for us, the better we all are.
Yes.
Fair
and
enough.
We're going to pay you with high-quality, entertaining content.
That's right.
And pay me with delicious meat recipes.
So our fans have sent us a lot of different mail. We've got a lot of questions and everything. So I want to take an opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit better, to introduce some stuff that we have coming up in the up-and-coming shows. We've got our next couple months planned for you. We've got some really exciting guests. But we want to make sure that we clearly emphasize how important our audience is. This is really an audience-driven show. So when we have topics, we find some topics that some of us are interested in, who we've got friends or family members who have said, hey, I'd really like to learn a bit more about this. We have an up-and-coming show regarding the healthcare industry and healthcare changes and what does it mean for you, where can you really save money, which is kind of a debate, so actually a really big topic right now, especially in politics. So we had some family members who wanted to know about that, so we integrated it into a show. If there's something that you really want to know about, whether it's, you know, video games, whether it's diet or organic foods or, you know, anything, go to our website, adphantom.com. That's www.ad, as in ad, phantom, spelled correctly, ph.com. And submit your show ideas. We take them, they go into a big pot, we talk about them in the production meetings, and we decide which one are going to be most entertaining and who we can get some great guests.
Absolutely. And if you're an expert in a field or you have something that you think would be good to share with us, if you've written a book, if you have any kind of knowledge that you think people need to hear, contact us and we'd be happy to schedule you as one of our guests.
Remember that the purpose of Ad Phantom is to find the real people. Finding the people behind the ads is really talking about the metaphorical mask. We're tired of entertainment and the media just having this mask about, you know, this is what's real, this is what we want you to believe. We're not like that. We want to talk to real people and talk about subjects that real people want to talk about. And the only way for that to really happen and it not be a closed John, Cody, and Ryan and the rest of the Ad Phantom staff, what we want to talk about, is through your audience submissions. So please take advantage of that. Go to our website. Take a look around, submit some recipes, some show ideas. If you're a band and you want to get some extra exposure, send it in there as well. So with those submissions, we got a few questions for us, and we go through all the fan mail and go through all the stuff, but I don't really know what kind of questions are going to be asked. So it's kind of Cody has compiled some of the questions that we have gotten and said, okay, guys, we're going to ask you some questions. I'm a little nervous. I don't know about you, John. But
I'm excited.
Well, they do range from the serious to the absurd, but we have a small list compiled here.
All right. Let's get to some questions.
Okay. John, first question is for you. Do you actually make all these bacon recipes that you feature on the show?
Yes, I do. In fact, that's one of the best parts of my week is to do these bacon recipes. There's a guy that is a good friend of mine, actually my mechanic. He every time he sees me, he said, "What have you made with bacon this week?" And that's one of the things that he asks me, and I always tell him. And that kind of prompted the idea of, well, I think more people want to know what I've made with bacon this week. So I try to share that with you guys. Like the recipe that we just talked about, the bacon rack burger, I had an opportunity to try that out this weekend, and it was amazing. Of course, you know, you wrap anything in bacon and it tastes good, you know. So, yeah.
And along those same lines, if you're a bacon supplier, you can help cut into the Ad Phantom budget by sending us a submission, and we'll make sure that your bacon products get promoted.
That's right. I would love to do that.
It's cut down on the budget a little bit. John uses
I'll
a lot of
bacon.
Awesome. All right. So second question is for Ryan. You actually answered half of this. This is the problem with me coming in and snatching your scripts up. But whatever. Let's roll with
Uh-oh.
It. Uh-oh. Ryan, how do you come up with your show topics and find your guests? If I have a good show idea, will you use it?
The answer to the first part of your question is usually we have a production meeting. It includes the co-hosts, the producers, and it's run by staff members here at...
Oh, Shut sorry. Up, I totally fell asleep just then.
Having a production background in entertainment and film and radio, I tend to run things a lot by meetings. And so I find that the best way to get good content is to surround yourself with great people. And so I've got some great co-hosts, great producers, great staff here, and we go over some of the topics. What ends up happening is we filter by who we know, who we can easily get in contact with, and then we send out a few requests for certain guests to join us and that we'd like to do their promotions. And then to answer your question, I already answered a little bit earlier. Yes, we do like your show ideas. You can go to our contact us or our submission area. Even if it's something simple, you don't have to use your real name if you're embarrassed about it. I mean, whatever. Just submit the show idea. It goes into a hat, basically, and we discuss all of them and decide who we can actually get as guests. And if it works, we definitely want to do it because you wanted to hear about it. So if it's audience-driven, then we got to say stuff that our audience wants to hear about.
All right. I think now is a good time. You mentioned the production meetings. Oh, what does John do during those production meetings? Does he mostly sleep and eat, or?
Yes, John mostly.
Because at the initial mention of production meeting, I noticed he actually started falling asleep there.
Well, I can't help it. It's yeah. I mean,
it's a defect that John has that we work
when,
with, but you know,
when
we're an equal.
Big and boring. I either have to eat a sandwich or I'm falling asleep. That's
weird. It sort of like an attack word that you would have for a dog, you know, where yeah. You say sick them and they go, except you say production meeting.
You
and
say production meeting and like it's gone, or I'm like, oh, I'm like a squirrel. You know,
we like to say that we're an equal opportunity employer.
If you get any
John helps us
breaks for employing me, you know, big on him. I'm big on
John helps fill our quota.
Yeah. I punched
all right.
That ticket for you.
Speaking of John, next question's for you. There seemed to be some tension from time to time at the beginning of the show between you and Ryan. Are you guys really that different in terms of politics and philosophy? And how is it even possible that you guys are friends?
Well, you see, I think to go back Ryan and I have
been... Careful, John.
We've been friends... Be
careful what you say.
We've been friends since we were maybe, I don't know, 10-ish? You know, we...
Yeah, right around fifth grade.
Yeah, we grew up around each other all through high school, and we had similar... We did a lot of theater kind of stuff together. I was more of the improv. He was more of the stage and stuff. So we did a lot of that together. We did Boy Scouts together. And so we went camping a lot. We never shared a tent, though, so if anyone's nervous about that. No, we just kind of grew up. And then as we became adults and actually had opinions, we realized that our opinions are very different. So there's a couple of things we don't talk about, you know. I think we're just two sides of the same coin. We're both kind of moderates, but I kind of lean more to the left, and I think he leans more to the right. But I don't know, because I've known him for so long and we get along so well that I think it balances pretty well, even if he has stupid opinions sometimes.
All right, before this rages into an inferno, Ryan, every week you guys seem to feature not just a new musical guest, but a totally different musical style. Is this by design?
Oh, that's a hard question. I want to say yes, but at the same time, it's kind of... occasionally when we get a lot of different band submissions. We know a lot of different people who are interested. Sometimes, because we want some cohesion within the show, we do, based on a show topic, if we think that this music style is going to match a little bit better, we'll put them in that show. We really, our only rules are that the music that we play has to be broadcast friendly. We want to make sure that we're not offending anybody. Obviously, people's music styles are all different, so our audience is a lot of different people. We have a wide range of guests, so we feel that the music is just as appropriate to have in a wide range.
Excellent. All right, next question is also for you, Ryan. How do you deal with interviewing for a topic that you don't know much about? Where do you get your information and do your research?
I act like I'm smart.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much. When we know that a topic is coming up, we know, days and weeks ahead of time, and we do some research on the topic. A lot of times, something that I'm not interested in, I become interested in after I know who our guests are going to be and read about it. So it just comes down to research, and I'm always interested in
the topics, just so you know.
That's a blatant lie. He's a liberal. He's only interested. Oh, I'm
wow. You went there. It's okay. I still love you.
Okay, next one is for John. Now, this is verbatim.
Verbatim.
OMGLOL. Ryan really whooped you during that lightsaber battle. I always wanted to know, do those wounds ever heal?
The emotional ones, no. I don't know. I don't have the best fencing skills. Like, I'll just put it where it is. It's just the hand-eye coordination.
He gets cauterized where he needs it.
Yeah, it's not good with a long blade. Better with kitchen knives. But yeah, no, it's fun. It's all good fun.
Did you step on the scale after that and realize that you'd lost a little bit of weight, or?
Well, definitely after I pooped my pants. after I stepped on the scale, a couple pounds maybe dropped from that. On the whole, no, it's all in good fun. He was gentle.
Before we continue with more questions, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after a moment.
This has been an exciting time here at AdPhantom.
As you know, we're doing our best to bring down the impersonal nature of the internet when it comes to buyer and seller. And we work hard to find small businesses, large corporations, entrepreneurs with a great idea, and especially artists trying to get out to the public.
Just recently, we've hit some great milestones.
Absolutely, John. This idea of finding the real people behind the ads has caught the attention of some of the bigger, well-known groups. We're proud to announce that AdPhantom has now partnered with Apple, Barnes & Noble, Groupon, Logitech, Newegg, just to name a few.
That's right, and through these partnerships, we're able to offer you weekly specials and even some daily deals through our website that gives you the access to these deals that you may not find elsewhere.
Not only do we offer great deals, but by purchasing through us, you help support AdPhantom so that we can continue to bring you more great content.
Are you in a band looking to promote your music? Are you a small business owner trying to reach a larger market? We can help.
In tackling the impersonal nature of the interwebs, we're looking to promote the real people.
To contact us, just need to visit our website and click the link appropriately titled Contact Us. It's at the top right of the page.
AdPhantom.com, finding the people behind the ads. All right, welcome back, everyone. We are going to continue answering some of your questions, but before we do so, we want to encourage you to visit our website, adphantom.com. If you're just tuning in, make sure that you're submitting us some new show ideas, that you've got our bacon recipes coming into John.
Just,
we really
just
want
tuning
to hear
in.
What you have to
Ryan,
say.
It's a podcast. Who tunes in the
it's
middle
habit.
Of a podcast?
No one listens to the radio anymore. This goes back to what you said last week. No, I don't know because I don't read the newspapers.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. The problem is that some people are like, oh, this is boring. And then they just kind of scroll on their iPod. And if they happen to end up right at the commercial, which you know has got to happen because you know that's just the forces that be make you end up in a commercial when you're forwarding. And you come back and you're just tuning in.
Oh.
It's a habit, all right? Stop making fun of me.
I like consistency. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be skipping through the show anymore because now I'm on it.
All right. So here's what I'll say it a little bit differently. If you were bored by the previous stuff and just happened to be fast-forwarding and landed at this part, remember that we want your submissions and for you to – it's like a drive. You know those drives on the radio
yes.
when they're like, oh, you know, support money and whatever.
I listen to NPR.
So,
I'm informed. That's my liberal prerogative.
It's good.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
You know, I don't think it's all that liberal, to be honest. I've been listening to NPR forever, and I'm conservative, and everyone talks about how crazy liberal they are, and I have never felt that way. I have never felt that they're ridiculously conservative.
So let's get down to the question.
Okay,
all right.
Back to the questions. Next one's also for you, John. Yes, your main purpose on the show seems to be for comic relief in juxtaposition of Ryan's straight-laced personality. Do you ever have to be reined back in, so to speak?
Wait, is this question for John or is it for
this
me?
Question
Come
is
on
for,
now.
Well, you can add on. Feel free.
Really?
I don't know if the term reined back in is. I guess there may or may not be things that we have to edit out that I do say out loud. And we might have some blooper reels we could put together, maybe stick on the end of this episode.
Well, you know what? I'll stick them in right now. I was listening to some just not too long ago. There's an opportunity where John – and I've got to bleep out a couple of things out of it. So it, they weren't bad, but they could be kind of offensive. But there's this thing where John is kind of – he's angry with me because he says that I make him sound dumb. And because he makes a comment, and then we listen to him try and do the line. This is back when we were on a script. Try and do the line over and over again. I get hysterical because I could never stop. And then I'm like, anyway, I'll listen here in just a moment. Let me bring it up, and you can listen to it. Here we go.
But if you make them, I won't. I stand by these little puff cups, and they're pretty amazing.
They sound delicious.
Puff cups.
I stand by these puff cups.
All right, let me try again.
I don't know. Just roll with it.
Shh, don't.
Because that will be funny. Because that will
no,
be fun.
No, I don't want to sound like an idiot when I talk about the only thing I don't get to sound like an idiot with. You make me in every other section. Can I at least be?
I do not. What
I stand behind these puff cups. They're fabulous.
What do you mean I make you out to be a I think you just kind of fill that in.
Okay.
All right.
If this ends up in the show, I'm quitting. What is my last line? Recipe.
I don't know, smart guy. Alright.
Hold on. Let me... for your bacon desire... Let me wear that.
For your puff cup bacon desires.
That's right, Ryan. And I'll put them on the show if I love them. And, yeah. Things and stuff. Ad-libbing is hard.
AdPhantom.com.
Absolutely. And just as exciting... That's right, Ryan. Excuse me. Sorry. That was the worst. That's right, Ryan. That's right, Ryan. Why don't you say your line again? I'm sorry.
That sounds great, John.
That's right, and we've also working. That's right, Ryan. We've also been working really hard to. I don't know why. That's right, Ryan. We've also been really hard. hard at work. I wanted to say hard at work. My goodness. Why? Oh, bacon makes me so
Wasn't it just 5 minutes ago where you're like, I don't like how you make me out to be a and I want to be condescending in this section.
I'm a genius. We've got 2 lines left in the recording, Ryan. We've got 2 lines left.
Oh, that was
and that is the reason why I took your script away.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not fair. You can't give a dyslexic kid a script to read and say do things. There's too many words.
We like to call it adapting to streamline our show.
That's
what we're doing. That's,
yes, positive positioning. I learned that when I was.
Yes.
All right. Next question's for you, Ryan. The show topics seem to be all over the map. Is this done on purpose?
I don't know how to answer that question either. I guess that means no, that it's not done on purpose, but it kind of ends up that way. What happens is John and I have a lot of different interests. The production team has a lot of different interests. We get, you know, different ideas from all different angles. Sometimes the show happens because it's easy to get guests. And so we put the show together. It fits really well. We know that there's some audience members who want to hear that type of show. Do we want to streamline it so that we're all on one topic? No. And the reason is because I think that with our strengths and our weaknesses, we're able to cover a large audience, and our submissions and our visitors would show that we have a large audience from all different places. And so being able to cater to all those different people with different topics, I think, is good. If you're not really interested in the topic, there's enough other things going on in the show that should be interested.
Sorry.
unlike John, I mean, like, if you're really into potty humor and, like, slapstick, then John is your man.
I think a well-placed fart joke is always funny. It's never not funny. No, it's good. No, I agree with
John. How would you say?
I agree with Ryan because, you know, like you said, we are diverse people. You know, we have different interests that we bring to the table, and there's shows that I'm really into that Ryan's not particularly interested in. But that keeps it fresh. That keeps it real, and I think it allows people to really see that, you know, we are human beings, and that we really are trying to get to the people really behind the ads, in that when we interview people that have a product or interview people that are, you know, experts in their field, that we can get the real opinion without this kind of PR smush over the top of it. Nothing wrong with the public relations, because I think that there's a place for those, but, you know, we really want to get to see the real people.
Yeah. I mean, you put it really well, John. I definitely agree there. We don't like to, since this isn't even a word, but media-size our show. If we're a show just about video games or a show just about healthcare or whatever, not only do we exclude a lot of people who are not interested in that, but we inevitably will have shows that are faked because we had to fill a topic. By doing all different topics, you get a real feel to it.
Plus, I get to learn, and I like that.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is that your consistency comes from John and I. You know that John is going to have bodily function issues during the show. You know that I'm going to get annoyed and will laugh uncontrollably because John just is funny. And you know that. Well, he is to me. I'm laughing at him, not with him, actually.
He does.
I'm just kidding.
I cry on the inside sometimes when I'm sleeping to fall asleep.
It's true.
What's that coming in the future?
Good question. John, you want to take a couple of those?
I know in the near future we definitely have plans. We had a really good feedback on the video game show, and a lot of people were really interested in that. So yes, we contacted those guys again, and they're yep, they're awesome. And so we're going to try to do a repeat of that. Maybe take it from a different aspect. Maybe not so much of the design of the show, the video games, but maybe more of like the actual, you know, production of video games or whatever. I know that we
we got some great feedback from that. Yeah. In fact, I think, just to interrupt you, John, I think that's going to be really soon. I'd have to double check with our production team, but I believe it's either next week or the week after, because they're going to be recording that one soon. That got some great feedback. So
your production team says soon.
Okay.
Good. Other than that, I know that we're going to talk to some people about, I know, the psychology of gaming in the future. I know we've got plans to do some organic farming, things like that. Ryan, what else?
Yeah, we've got healthcare, understanding healthcare reform, you know, deciphering that 2,000 pages that was passed. No liberal comments. Then we're going to talk about, you mentioned the organic farming. We're working on getting a couple of famous people that, Cody, I don't think I'm allowed to announce yet, am I?
No, you are not.
We do have some big people in the works that we should be coming in the next couple of months. I guess I'm not allowed to announce any of that, but those should be really big. As soon as we got some official confirmation from those.
For the time being, Ryan and I will be the only big people in your life.
Okay, that leads directly into the next question. John,
yes,
you're all about food. Do you yes, eat during the show?
No, they didn't. They don't let me. I eat during the production meetings. Usually, goldfish crackers. I have a kid, so you know a lot of fruit roll ups in my life. A lot of goldfish crackers. Oh no, I'm actually a culinary student. I'm in culinary school now. Mm-hmm. I've been worked in restaurants for years, and it's just kind of who I am, like me and food.
So it goes back to you are what you eat.
Yeah, basically, I am. Amazing, because I eat.
Would you
amazing.
Want to eat? Would you want to go to the restaurant with somebody who doesn't really like to eat a lot? I mean,
yeah, don't.
Not me. As soon as I see that chef, and he's a big guy, and I know that, hey, this guy knows his food, and I'm going to get a good meal out of it.
Yeah, and I eventually want to, you know, have my own place, and I've got some plans for the future. But in the meantime, yeah, it's kind of just kind of who I am, and it's a passion of mine. It's something, you know, when you're good at something, you and enjoy it, then you don't actually have to work. You just have fun all day.
Absolutely true. And I can confirm that John is a great cook. In fact, it started really early on. I remember one time I was at your house on a Saturday, and we decided we wanted to make potato wedges that it was like cheesy potato wedges or something. And we were making this salsa to go with those potato wedges. Do you remember this, John?
I do. I forgot.
Something was too salty. It was either our potatoes, or the salsa. And so what ended up happening is we ended up making a ton of potatoes and salsa because we couldn't get the salt right. So we thought, oh, well, the salsa is way too salty. So we'll make more potato wedges with no salt. Well, then there wasn't enough salt. So we added a little bit more, and we kept screwing up. We ended up with like a bucket full of salty salsa. And there must have been 50 potato wedges. And I remember your mom came home. We probably 14, 15, so I don't think we were driving yet.
Yeah.
His mom goes home, she's like, what the hell is going on? We're all in town. Got all this salsa, we're like, try it. I don't think it was edible at the end.
I talk about this a lot. Like, one of the awesome things about my mom and is that, you know, she encouraged me to make mistakes. And part of getting good at something is screwing up. I mean, you know, really, in any sport, you know, you got to fall before you figure it out. And
absolutely,
I think she allowed me the opportunity to. Well, you screwed up, so just get rid of it and start over. And so I was blessed in that. I grew up in a house where that was possible. One, and that, you know, my mom encouraged me so much. So love you, Mom.
Absolutely. You know, before we go on to another question, this is a great opportunity. There's a lot of people who feel that same way, and I think that kind of comes out with AdPhantom.com. We really want to promote real people. We want people to have their freedom to express how they, you know, whether it's their art, their music, whether it's something that they're just passionate about, or whether you're like a small business owner and you want to get your idea out there and you just got a small digital product and you want to get some feedback on it. You'll see on our website that there's a lot of reviews and stuff that goes on. We get some of those reviews submitted to us and other ones we find during our online market. And we give a real review on it, which is good for you as an audience. Some entrepreneurs take that as, oh, you know, you're ripping up my product. But the fact of the matter is we give a real honest review about it. So we have some products that got some negative reviews this week that, I mean, they deserved a negative review. So let's take a moment and give Cody his spotlight, and we'll join him on our product review real quick. So let's do that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the product review section of the Ad Phantom Show. You can find these reviews all the time at adphantom.com. You can get to them by going to the special deals at the top and categories, or you can go to the categories section at the bottom. In fact, there's like 15 different ways you can get to them, because we want you to go ahead and check these out. Some of these products are submitted to us by the vendor. Some of them we find during an online during our online marketplace search, or we just happen to use the product ourselves. We give both good and bad product reviews, so you're going to get a real honest review from us. Joining us during this section is Cody.
Hi, everybody.
And he is our review specialist. So the first product, Cody, is an interesting one. And
I don't even know if I would call this a product. I'm not really sure what this is.
So tell us about Immigrate to Canada for all of us who are dying to get out of
I'm still not exactly sure what Immigrate to Canada is. I think it's an ebook, but the page, if you go to it, it never really tells you exactly what it is. It's a guy speaking in broken English about how he is going to try and get you to immigrate to Canada. So if you live somewhere else in the world and you want to be, you know, Canadian for some reason, he's going to tell you how to do it. And
because it's incredibly difficult to get into Canada right now.
Yes. the problem with this product is that the entire premise is that it's going to get you into Canada to be a Canadian citizen. But it doesn't work like that. I mean, it, just like if you're coming to America and you want to do it legally, you have to actually qualify for a program or something or have a skill. You know, you have a degree in biochemistry or 5 years in nursing. You have to apply for these sorts of things. The only thing I can figure out that this product is actually doing is giving you links to, like, the Canadian government websites, and, you know, which you can find anyway. And what really, really bothered me about this product is that there's no refund. I mean, down at the bottom, and we have this on our website, it's in bold so that you know this, it says, important note, because of highly specialized information, okay, which I guess is, you know, the government links to the Canadian website or whatever.
Maybe they have a secret connection with one of the Mounties.
Yes, maybe, exactly.
They can get you in there.
Yeah, they're smuggling you in there. But because of highly specialized information contained, no refunds will be issued. Like, what? So you go and buy this product, and you figure it out, and you say, well, I don't even qualify for any of these programs, on the false premise that this guy is telling you he can make you a Canadian citizen. And
yeah,
then you're
but Cody,
what?
They may not have refunds, but it is 50% off right now.
Yes. It's always $50 off the original price, you know.
There's only five left, right?
Yeah, they're constant. Yeah, there's only seven left, so you better buy. Yeah, it's a digital product. I don't know how there's a limited quantity. You know, I'm running out of hard disk space, and
oh, yeah, but for $47, I will help smuggle you into Canada.
Yes, exactly. And the other really, really bad thing about this is not only do you not know what the product really is, and you can't get a refund once you figure out what it is and you realize it's not for you, which, trust me, it probably isn't, there's no customer service. And, you know, we review a lot of stuff. We've seen good customer service, Ryan. We've seen bad customer service. The one thing we have never seen is no option for customer service. I can't find a contact us link. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to give things a 0-star rating, but we would have really liked to.
I think this got a 1.2.
It's a 1.2. Right? Yeah. And that's only because, you know, 0.2 isn't an option. So.
So we would put this in the not recommended category.
No, it is definitely not recommended. And as I said in the review, you know, if you are desperate enough to get into Canada, do not purchase this product. What you need to do is file for refugee status. Because if your life is that bad that you are considering this, you are much worse off than this thing, product, we don't know what it is, can help you with.
Oh, Cody. Just to give you guys a little bit of background, these reviews are done by multiple staff members on the Ad Phantom team. Usually it's voiced by one person or published by one person just because of the nature of it. Cody does oversees a lot of these reviews, and so as he's come across his desk, there's a lot of participants in that as well. Some of them are really good. In fact, you've got a product that has got a pretty good review for us too, huh?
Yeah, actually, you know, this product was really good. It's called iPhone Dev Secrets, and the whole purpose about it is to teach you how to create mobile apps and games for the iPhone.
Which is huge right now.
It's absolutely huge right now, and there's a lot of money to be made in it. There was a couple things we really, really liked about this product. Not only was the website presentation excellent, there was a really funny clip. At the very beginning, if you go to the website, or from our website, excuse me, and there's a movie that will play, which shows you the text, and it gives you a rundown. I think it's like 12 minutes long or something. I don't know who is voicing this, whether it's the product creator or a paid actor, but it is absolutely hilarious, okay? But everything it says in it is true. I mean, this guy went through, started at the bottom to actually learn how to make these games and apps. He went through a whole lot of stuff over the course of years, put everything he had on the line to actually be able to do it. You get to hear about his story and about how he's going to help you. Pretty much it takes you the shortest route. You don't need to know anything about, you know, mobile devices or anything. You don't need to know how to, you know, use Excel or web iOS or any of that sort of stuff. And he's going to start you from the very beginning.
And how much is it?
You know, it's $99, which we thought was actually a bit pricey. And this is one of the places where we took off a star, but it still got 4 out of 5. What caused us to keep the value at 4 stars is how relevant the product is. You know, like we said before, there's a lot of money to be made in it. And there's also a trial, which only costs you $1, and it lasts for 30 days. Of course, as usual, you have to remember to cancel that subscription before it recurs and they charge you the full amount. But as long as you remember to do that, you can actually try it out for the first 30 days for only $1.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, remember you can visit adphantom.com to check out more reviews, check out the Dev Secrets, and the Immigrate to Canada. One thing that we really want to see happen is for you to give your reviews as well. You can get to the product website right from our site, check it out, tell us what you think, tell us what your first impressions are, or if you have the product and maybe we're wrong, maybe we gave it a bad review and you were successfully immigrated to Canada, successfully got you into Canada. Now you're a happy Canadian that immigrated to Canada, saved your life. Let us know. At the bottom is a comment section. You don't actually have to log in. You don't have to, you know, have a special username or anything. You can just leave your name in a comment there. And we highly encourage you guys to do that. All right. Thanks, Cody. Now back to our question section. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the product review with Cody. Again, for other product reviews and stuff that we don't have time to discuss on the show, visit adphantom.com. You can go under special deals. We also have our premier partners. Again, I'm promoting them, but guess what? That's how we make our money. So we have 8 major product premier partners. There's a mouthful there. You can find their logos down the bottom. You'll notice that they don't really have a review on it. Now, the reason that they don't have a review is because we probably should get a review up there, actually, Cody, because all of our premier partners are products that someone here on the team has used and thoroughly backs. You know, that may seem like, well, of course you're going to back the products that are your sponsors. That is not necessarily the case. We have had a couple that we were working with that we just didn't feel like it was something we knew enough about or that we were willing to promote, and so we just don't. But the 8 that you do see, we have all used one of their products at some point, Logitech being a big one. Everybody here on the Ad Phantom staff has multiple Logitech peripherals that we use, mice, speaker systems, everything. So when you see those premier partners, we actually have used their services. We highly recommend them. And by purchasing their products through us, you help us, help support us, and you get to get product in return. Being part of a partnership with those people or with those companies allows us to give you exclusive deals. Not all of them are super exclusive, but some of them are only for Ad Phantom that you can't get anywhere else. So you want to visit those products often. We tried to make it easy by putting those logos down at the bottom of the site. Click on those and you'll get
absolutely
some special deals.
Yeah, too. I mean, even some cool stuff like I was checking out the Barnes & Noble and They had a lot of really fun back to school stuff not too long ago for like a ridiculous price. Like it was super affordable. So I actually used some of those deals recently, and you know, I mean, it was totally worth it. So definitely check those out.
Along those same lines, I know we're doing a lot of promotion right now, but we really do back those products and those partners. With our musicians, almost all of our musicians, in fact, it may be all of them right now that we have up.
I believe
they
sell
their music and stuff through iTunes and Apple. So we link to their tunes. In fact, Apple, who's one of our partners, they gave us special widgets that allow you to get their music directly and buy their albums. You're gonna help support the musicians. You're gonna help support the people who are promoting them, i.e. Ad Phantom. So if you're interested, go ahead and get it through them. You're gonna get a great product and you're gonna get some great deals in the future.
And it doesn't cost any more than usual.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can actually listen to, because we're only able to feature about 1.5 songs usually per show, and you can actually see all of the other songs that this artist has made before you actually buy them. You can preview them and listen to them right on the website.
Yep. Same with apps. If you've got iPhone, iPod, Touch, or an iPad, and you're looking to get different apps, you can search those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. We got some great stuff there, and it's products that you can use or you know somebody to use. All in all, you're helping us, and you're getting a great product.
Absolutely. I'm interested to hear some more of these user questions.
Yeah, and that goes perfectly, because my next question to Ryan is, well, actually, this is for both of you. You guys are always saying, finding the people behind the ads. What does that actually mean?
Well,
I don't know.
For me, I think personally, I kind of touched on it before, but I mean, it really is what it, you know, what it says it is. We're trying to get to the people that are creating these products or that have these services out there. We're trying to get to the people behind the scenes, as it were. You know, we want to talk to the people that aren't the face of the company. We want to talk to the people that are like the guts of the company, basically, you know, the kind of meat and potatoes folks out there, and really, really get to know them, really hear what they have to say and give them a chance to speak their piece. Ryan?
It's a business world, so sometimes it's difficult to get a hold of them. So we do have a couple of interviews up there. We really try to get an interview with each one of the products that we're reviewing. Some of them may be based on a review. They're not really interested in talking with us. But some of the products that we've gotten, on face value, John and I were not very impressed. And I wouldn't go as far as saying that we were making fun of them. That would be a lie. We kind of did make fun of some of the
folks. I like to make fun of them to their face.
We make fun of everybody. But what we found was that after talking with the creators, that not only John and I or Cody, whoever's in the interview, we wanted to buy it because we could feel that the creator was passionate about their product. We knew what they were trying to do, and it gave us a whole new level. And we believe that, one, honestly, giving you honest opinions and not hiding behind a banner or an advertisement, but also getting to know the real creator allows you to trust that person a little bit better. It's just like, you know, your mom and pop grocery store. You're going to get a real answer. You're going to get a local answer. You're not going to be caught in the corporate mask, basically. And by interviewing those products, you're going to get to know exactly what they're trying to do and hopefully, you know, get a better connection with them. We want to close the gap between buyer and seller on the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, just like going to the farmer's market, if you go to the farmer's market every week, you're going to get a rapport with one or two of the vendors, and you're going to start buying from them, and you're going to become loyal, and then they're going to start giving you deals. And not that that's what we're looking to do, but I think on a personal level, when you talk to the people that are supplying your meat and your vegetables and things like that, obviously I'm using a food analogy, and I'm sorry for those of you that aren't food people, but that's my world, you know.
Are you eating right now?
No, I'm not. You guys
I am.
Forbade me.
I've got some Ritz crackers here, but I turned my mic off so that you can't hear it.
It's the same. It's the same concept. Is we want you to get to know these people, and then, you know, we have interviewed people, and we're like, oh wow, this guy actually seems like an honest human being, and like, you know, I feel like sometimes those internet sites, you're just like, oh, here's some other ripoff site trying to sell me some bullcrap. But I think at the end of the day, once you actually get to contact the person to hear what they have to say, you're like, oh wow, he's just another honest guy like you and me, and you know, basically the rest of America, you know, they're good, hardworking, honest human beings that are just trying to make a living, and so we're trying to feature that, trying to bring the love and back in it.
As a side note too, we do get a lot that are scammers that
absolutely,
we recognize that they're not you know, they're not a legitimate business, and we go ahead and say, hey, this is a bunch of junk.
Absolutely.
Some of them, unfortunately, what happens is some of them kind of had that appearance. Maybe their marketing team wasn't that great. Maybe they were just trying to imitate something that would be catchy. And it came across as being a cheap scam type thing. Once we really got to know what the business was, it was amazing. And we were able to supply them with some feedback as well. And hey, you know, maybe if you tweak this a little bit, that'll help, you know, get your customers better. So all in all, it's this networking partnership that we have with our artists and the business people to help promote. And as John said, it's not the goal to get those extra deals and stuff, but as a side product. I don't even know if that's appropriate. I don't even know what that means.
We like to make up words here at the end.
Yeah, we make up words every week. We could do it. It's our show. I could do what I want. as a side product, it's not a word, but you understand what I mean. You get those deals that end up happening anyway. I lost my train of thought as I started to delve into languages that weren't English.
That's why we're moving on to the next question. Ryan, I've heard you say before that you've been to a lot of places. Do you travel a lot?
Yes, my family, people always ask me if I was in a military family or something of those sorts. No, my family just happened to move all over the place. And I've kind of continued that as I live on my own I born in Utah when my father was going to school, lived in South Dakota, Pennsylvania, California, North Carolina, Minnesota. I live in Arizona now. I've lived in Brazil. I've been to all of the continental United States. I have still working on getting to Alaska and Hawaii, been to Canada, Mexico, a number of different countries in South America. Haven't had a chance to go over to Europe or Asia or Australia at all yet, but I really like to. It's just something that my family has always done. I like to take in all those different cultures, and I'm grateful for a family that gave me that opportunity or just had the opportunity to do it because it really helps me understand and connect with other people and respect their different cultures, even though that they're different views than mine. Like John, for example. I mean, he's liberal. Normally, I would just want to, you know, kick him on the side of the road. But because I have that tolerance and get to know different people, it has always kind of interested me. John, I know you've been around quite a bit, too.
Yeah, not as well. I mean, I never lived in Brazil like you did. but, yeah, I mean, I've lived all over. I've born in Texas and moved to Indiana and lived in Colorado and Idaho and North Carolina and you know, various places on different coasts. And so I've seen a lot, and, you know, you get to experience more, I think, when you have more diverse tastes. And it just kind of gives you, I think, a better view of what the heart of America is, which is kind of one of the reasons why Ryan and I we brainstormed this idea together, is that we're like, you know, despite, you know, we're making fun of each other about politics and things like that, at the core, everyone, I think, is kind of moderate. You know, whether you swing one way or the other, like, you know, and
on top of all of it gives us a level of respect
because we know.
So, like, even if we disagree, we respect, you know, why the belief is the way that
because
it is.
At the end of the day, you know, most of America is, as the industry calls it, the flyover states. That's offensive, and to me at least, because it's the flyover states that you fly between, you know, New York and Los Angeles. Well, guess what? Most people don't live in New York and Los Angeles. So, you know, not that I'm saying we're catering to them, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of people between those two places.
I can tell you when we were putting the team, and there's a lot of members of the team who you don't ever hear on the show. They're not performers. They're not broadcasters. They don't do anything here, but they do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work. Part of putting together that team was finding people from all sorts of different walks of life with all sorts of different experiences, so that we could come up with a diverse production. And maybe that's why we have so many different show ideas, Cody. That's kind of what our goal is we really want to get back to the heart of people.
All right, this next question is for both of you. In one of your shows, you asked about Disney princesses. Who are your favorite Disney princesses?
Ryan, who's your favorite Disney princess?
You know, I'm embarrassed to admit that there are multiple. I remember singing in the shower the same song as Ariel and the Little Mermaid. And you guys just say, yikes, you know you were doing the same thing if you were young. I yes, you were.
I didn't sing in the shower to Disney princesses, and sorry. I had the Peter Pan sword from Hook because I was a man about the whole thing.
I didn't dress up like them.
Speaking of dressing up like them, I remember when we were in theater together, I remember there being a very large pink dress and some pink Converse. Okay. In your,
all right.
I
have to explain.
I might have to find
have to
a picture
myself.
And put it on the website.
I have to defend myself. This was As You Like It. Shakespeare's As You Like It, and in Shakespeare there was a lot of that stuff. Our director was kind of crazy. He wanted to, you know, put it in the 60s and swap some of the roles. So I remember looking at the list of roles, and my name was under Audrey. And I'm like, wait, what? And so I went and I confirmed. I was like, is this a misprint? Did you mean to cast me in a woman's role? He's like, no, I think it would be a great element. And my counterpart in that, if you know the show, there's a bunch of couples. My counterpart was a guy that was played by a girl. So there wasn't any weirdness going on there. But I did have a beautiful pink wedding dress. In that show, there was one transition where I had to go from a hippie dress and get changed into a wedding dress in about 28 seconds, I think was how much time it was. It was just under 30 seconds. I am one of the few men in the world who can change from one dress into a wedding dress in under 30 seconds.
He's over 6 feet tall, folks.
I'm 6'4".
He can put some drag queens to shame.
I had three team members, which thankfully were girls, so there was some touching. They had to help me move.
You were underage, sir. That's not appropriate.
I'm going to back up a little bit here. There were three technical people who were helping me, like, put on tights and the whole thing in under 30 seconds. But that's got to be a record somewhere that I probably don't want to publicize.
Absolutely. Well, but I might have pictures somewhere. We might stick those on the website.
No, absolutely
I'll make it an Easter egg so you can search for it.
I had some very great perky breasts. So I remember going to the Goodwill searching for a bra, and that was a very awkward position, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, do you have this? And
it's called confidence.
52.
It's like, so this is what my boob size is gonna be. So I need a bra.
Unlike Ryan, my favorite Disney princess wasn't all of them.
No, I said Ariel. Okay. I said Ariel.
Fair enough. Mine was Belle. Because, you know, I don't know, I just, that thing with her hair that kept falling in her face, and, you know, she was kind of nerdy, and I always liked kind of the nerdy girls, but she was really hot, because, you know, she didn't realize she was pretty, you know, all that low self-esteem thing, you can get in there before they realize they're out of your league, and then...
What? Oh my God.
And since she fell in love with the Beast, you realize that you might actually have a chance.
Yeah, it reminds me of exactly. Like my wife is significantly more attractive than I am, and was out of my league when I started dating her. So there's some correlations there, you know. I think, you know, art imitating life and whatnot. I don't mind it. No, but Belle was always my favorite. She was pretty and kind of nerdy, and she had that hair thing. So anyway, any other questions?
No, I believe that was all, and you wrapped them up in bang-up fashion.
That is enough. That is enough, because we're going to have to.
That was awkward.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
I feel violent.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Ad Phantom Show. Thank you for joining us for this this episode, where we get to talk a little bit about ourselves, some of the up-and-coming episodes. You're going to see a couple of changes, including the product reviews on our shows. Most important than anything else is this show is audience-driven. So send your submissions, send us your questions, send us your show ideas, visit adphantom.com, check out our product reviews, and at the bottom of each product review, there's a place for you to add your comments. When we review a product, maybe you have a different angle, maybe you agree with us, maybe you don't. We want to hear what you have to say. You don't even have to put your real name there, so you can like rant and rave or whatever and give us some entertainment for the week. But go there and submit what you're passionate about. Let us know about your music. If you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur with a good idea, give us a contact, because the whole point of Ad Phantom is to promote the real people or find the real people behind the ads.
And remember, we love you.
Yeah.
Platonically.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play a little bit of music from some of our previous episodes, including the song that we absolutely cannot get out of our heads. And what is that thing? We're swinging for the fence.
That's right.
Cannot get that song out of my head. And in fact, Cody was in a restaurant just the other day and happened to pass by somebody who was humming that. And he was like, hey, where have you heard that song? Oh, I happened to listen to your show. So that was really cool.
Yeah, you hear it once and it doesn't go away. I hear it when I wake up. I hear it when I go to bed. I hear it 24/7.
And you can too.
Yes.
At adphantom.com, you can go and under the rookie mistake and help support that band. All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for this episode. We appreciate your time. Look forward to the next up-and-coming episodes where we're talking about video games again, the psychology behind video games with some great, well-known, world-renowned psychologists, healthcare, organic foods, and much, much more.
Thanks a lot.
You have to thank them too, Kurt.
Oh.
Because now you're high.
Thanks.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Phantom, finding the people behind the ads.